Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear from the Jamaican players of the successful West Indies men's and women's T20 cricket teams, who last weekend became champions of the ICC men's and women's T20 World Cup tournaments. I'm Vaughn Davis, stay tuned. Several of the Jamaican members of the victorious men's and women's ICC T20 World Cup cricket teams returned to the island this week to a hero's welcome from government figures, sports officials and members of the public. Man of the match for the men's finals Marlon Samuels and fast bowler Jerome Taylor arrived on the island on April 5, while captain of the women's team Stephanie Taylor arrived on April 6. Speaking at the reception for himself and Taylor, Marlon Samuels said the team's victory belonged to the people of the Caribbean region.
The victory, we know what it means to the entire Caribbean, to win cricket, to win tournament. We did it not for ourselves, but for the entire Caribbean.
Jerome Taylor shared that the team was motivated to become champions by the victories of the West Indies under-19 team earlier this year and the women's T20 team prior to their match.
When the under-19 guys won their championship, the women won before us on Sunday. Yeah, the pressure was really on. The guys were really, really under the pump, wanting to go out and do well. It was a good run, and the feeling is prestigious, I must say.
Captain of the women's team, Stephanie Taylor, says the team tried their best to keep focused and strong as they competed, and that made all the difference.
I think it was more of, you know, being positive. We always stress on, you know, being positive, being fearless. And that's one of the things that actually helped me. There were still a lot of critics. As much as though we needed 2 runs, commentaries where, you know, we still couldn't do it. It's all finished now, so I would like to hear what they have to say.
On the arrival of Marlon Samuels and Jerome Taylor, Sports Minister Olivia Grange congratulated the men's team, urging them to use their success in the T20 version of the game to spark a rebirth of its other forms, namely one-day internationals and test cricket.
Last weekend just proved so much that we still have it in us and that we could return to those glorious days and be consistent and be able to sustain it.
Ms. Grange also encouraged Taylor and Samuels to play their part in ensuring that the ongoing conflict between the players and the West Indies Cricket Board comes to a peaceful and suitable resolution.
In the interest of West Indies cricket, they need to resolve those issues. And I know those issues can be resolved if both sides want to find a way to work it out.
Ms. Grange was also full of praise for the captain of the women's T20 team, Stephanie Taylor.
Stephanie has been a source of inspiration for many of us. Years from now, we will be talking about this little girl from Gordon Penn who led a band of heroines from the Caribbean and made history in Kolkata. Your place in the annals of this great sport is secured.
President of the Jamaica Cricket Association, William Heaven, says he intends to use the performance of the West Indies men's and women's T20 teams as a platform to generate even more involvement in cricket locally. Initial efforts will target youngsters.
We are going to expand our programs in the school. We are going to make sure that it is better coordinated, and so we bring the sports to them. Already we have started with a coach in each and every parish who will work in the school, so that's a useful start. We are planning some games of ourselves. We have lights at Savannah Park. We are hoping that these star players will also be available to play some of the matches here in Jamaica. They will attract turnout, crowds, and so on. So we are hoping that we can use that and to bring back aspects of the game.
Jamaica Cricket Association President William Heaven. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.